This is the Texas Standard. I'm David Brown. Before there was a thing called the internet, families who could afford to often bought an encyclopedia as a home reference. Anyone remember World Book? Typically, they came with an atlas, too, a thick book of maps and charts and interesting comparisons. As kids, we could lose ourselves in an atlas for hours. Well, now Texas has one of its own, an unprecedented exploration, actually, an exploration of the Texas landscape. More than 300 maps across more than 500 pages, revealing the evolution of our relationship with nature. David Todd is the executive director of the Conservation History Association of Texas and co-author of the Texas Landscape Project. Thanks for stopping by the studio.
Oh, it's a pleasure. Thank you so much.
What inspired you to undertake this enormous project?
Well, I think that a lot of us think about Texas history in terms of famous places, you know, whether it's the Alamo and about, you know, the bravery and sacrifice there, or about the Manned Space Center down in Clear Lake and about the heroic adventures and exploration there.
But sure,
I think that there could also be a way of looking at Texas in terms of famous places for environmental protection, about conservation. You know, whether it's out in the Trans-Pecos where the mountain sheep have been saved, or down on the coast where Camp Ridley sea turtles have been protected.
Well, what's interesting is even if you're not particularly strong on conservation or environmentalism or whatever, just going through this book, I found that it was, if you like infographics and if you like, you know, visual data, that sort of thing, this is a treasure trove. You discover so much about the state that maybe you didn't even realize you were interested in, and you start to bore deep. That was a big part, sort of using modern infographics, right?
Well, that's true. It's thanks to Jonathan Ogren, who was the map maker on the project. He's done some beautiful charts and maps, and I think that they help evoke what an incredibly diverse and beautiful state we've got, and maybe help people connect with what they call home.
It's interesting. Water resources, obviously, you go deep on. Drought, natural preserves, even billboards among the topics that are explored in this book. I can't imagine how long it took to complete this. What was it like to actually put it together?
Well, we started in 2011, so it's been about 5 years, and fortunately, Jonathan Ogren is a pleasant guy to work with, so the time went by quickly.
What about some of the more surprising things that you learned? I mean, is there something in particular that you think people would be astonished to hear about?
Well, I think what's surprising to me is that how old some of these controversies about conservation are, and some of the stories that we go back to really start in the 1800s. You know, there's a wonderful story about Charlie Goodnight, who was the famous Texas Ranger and also a very famous rancher and trail ride leader. He was really key in protecting the southern herd of the American bison. So, you know, there are these stories that go back deep into Texas history, and I think that's really surprising to me.
And how, in a way, he sort of saved the bison.
He did, very much so.
Why do this as a book? I mean, most people go online these days. This, in a sense, is, as I was mentioning in our introduction, a kind of a return to the format of the Atlas, in a sense.
Well, I think some of these issues, these conservation questions, are complicated. They're complex and they're deep, and I think it takes a little while to wade through them. And we're hoping that the format of a book will give people the chance to really sort of mull over these issues and percolate on them and see, you know, where they come down on them.
Okay, so what are you actually hoping to accomplish with a book like this? Are you imagining that people will buy these for their homes? Or are you thinking more about policymakers and people who may have a say-so in the evolution of Texas as it continues to grow?
Well, I think that there are some people who just like maps. You know, there are folks who remember
yeah.
the AAA triptychs the gas station maps,
yeah.
And they might enjoy it.
Sure.
But then there are historians who might like to see this other aspect of Texas culture and history. And then we hope that there are decision makers who look at it and maybe get a little bit deeper and more well-founded view of some of the environmental concerns we face.
David Todd, Executive Director of the Conservation History Association of Texas and co-author of a remarkable new book, The Texas Landscape Project, Nature and People. Thanks so much for coming in.
It's a pleasure. Thank you.